This is the World of Agriculture, brought to you by Coke Ag on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Friday. We'll have more right after this.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
Another mostly friendly report from the USDA, this time from the U.S. Export Sales Report. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the old crop numbers were good and the new crop numbers were at least mediocre.
That was a friendly report for the old crop, corn, beans, wheat, meal, and oil today. New crop, as we look out to the 24-25 crop, those numbers were okay. We weren't looking for much. We did get a minor sale in on the corn side of things, but when we focus in on this current crop that's being harvested, 910,000 tons of corn sold. We were looking for somewhere between 600 and 900, so we exceeded the upside on that. Soybeans came in just the same, 1.056 million tons. That was just above the upside target there of a million tons. On the wheat, it was 652,000 tons. We were looking for an upside target of 500. So, like I said, all the major factors that we watch, whether it was corn, beans, wheat, meal, or oil, all exceeded old crop expectations.
Flash sales were also fairly active, highlighted by some rare purchases of wheat by China.
We did have some flash sales again here this morning. Sold 117,000 tons of soybeans to Unknown for this marketing year, 23-24. Also sold 100,000 tons of soybean cake and meal for delivery to Unknown as well. And then another surprise here with China having bought their second purchase of wheat here for 181,000 tons. So they don't buy a lot of U.S. wheat. It happens on occasion, but for the most part, it is not a regular occurrence. And this is the second one in about the last 2 to 3 weeks.
For the World of Agriculture here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.